Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
The morning after the State of the Union address, I thought it was great. But then again, I've been a Trump fan for a long time. The question is, what will independents, what will millennials think of it? What will women think of it? A guy that watched the speech last night, and I'll bet you he has some ideas on this, is the managing member of the Nevada Republican Coalition. His name is Nathan Taylor. He's a good friend, and he's with us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you, my friend?
Nathan, I am just great. Tell me what you thought of the speech last night.
Well, you know me. I analyze this thing up and down. I actually sent you guys, I think, a copy of the speech. It's 19 pages. He said a lot of things, but I thought that what's worth mentioning, I think that as Republicans and conservatives, I think what's worth mentioning going into, you know, we're already starting the 2020 election, and you and I have had this conversation. We're starting now. Our coalition is starting now. The Republican State Party is starting now. The county party is starting now. We're going to start getting candidates recruited, start messaging and all those things. But some of the things I think worth noting what the president said last night is what he said that was bipartisan. You know, a lot of times we don't talk about, as Republicans, what we can do to be bipartisan. He said of just a few things that I noted, which was lowering the cost of prescription drugs. That's a bipartisan issue. Tackling the opioid crisis. That's a bipartisan issue. Passing an infrastructure bill that creates millions of jobs. That's bipartisan. Border security. That's bipartisan. Fair trade. Bipartisan. Creating a path of citizenship, which he said for the over 1.8 million immigrants that were brought here by the U.S. That's bipartisan. Funding our military, bipartisan. And finally mentioning trying to have peace through strength. That's bipartisan, Kevin.
I want to ask you, because the media, by and large, loved the speech. A CBS News poll, 76% approved of the speech. 76%. And that's a CBS News poll. That's not Fox News, that's CBS. Are you surprised at how this speech apparently played, not just among folks like you and me, but just regular folks? Are you surprised at how it played?
Absolutely not. I'm not surprised at all. You know, I'm going to tell you this. In my opinion, President Trump sounded the most presidential since he took office last night. In my opinion, he sounded the most presidential. That speaks to all Americans. That's why the approval rating is so high. You know, I got to tell you, what he did last night, honoring our military veterans, was a class act thing to do. Honoring the first responders, you know, us as Nevadans, You know, unfortunately, we all experienced October 1. You know, we have an affinity for first responders. All of us do. Highlighting job creation and that it's at a record low, or job creation's at a record high and unemployment's at a record low, excuse me. Lowering taxes for all Americans, you know, eliminating the individual mandate. You know, I used to get that bill every year from Obama because I'm self-employed, as you know, Kevin. I used to get a $1,200 fine every year for not purchasing health insurance. He got rid of that. I haven't got that bill since Trump took office. Appointing judges that'll make decisions based on the Constitution instead of the activist judges Obama appointed that have tried to legislate from the bench. All of these issues, Kevin, man, they spoke to all Americans, and I could not be more proud of my president this morning.
Again, Nathan Taylor joining us, the managing member of the Nevada Republican Coalition, and he talked a little bit about what his organization is in the process of doing, as we all are, trying to figure out what happened in November of 2018 and how we fix that before November of 2020. I want to ask you, because going in, the president's people promised this would be a unity speech. In your view, did it bring people together? I noticed a lot of Democrats sitting on their hands.
You know, I got to tell you, that's a great question, Kevin, but I got to just mention this. You know what? I was laughing so hard that the snowflakes were actually dressed like snowflakes.
Oh, my God.
I was laughing so hard. The snowflakes dressed like snowflakes. And, you know, to do this political drama that they pulled last night and the sitting on the hands and then the nasty looks on the face, I mean, you know, this president spoke to all of us last night. And, you know, take the Republican hat off just for 1 second. We're all Americans. And, you know, you can disagree with the president on this issue and that issue, and you can disagree with the president on a number of things. You can disagree with his tweets and maybe the way he says things. But, you know, at the end of the day, what he did last night was he did give a speech that spoke to all Americans. You know, there were only a few moments in that speech where he talked about issues that generally would be, I guess, cultivated by conservatives, by Republicans. But 90% of that speech, 90% of that speech was a unification speech about issues that speak to all Americans. And you know what? What he did last night was he set up all Republicans to win in 2020 if they do one thing. Unite behind your president. Unite behind the issues that are important, that need to be highlighted. Don't run away from the president and speak about those things that the president talked about last night. Because you know what? If we start talking in different directions, like I think we did last year, then we're going to have a bad 2020. But if we follow, I think, the president's direction related to policy and related to things that can really unite all Americans, we will get that. We will get the independents. We will get the moderate Democrats. And I think what the president did last night was he put the ball in the Democrats' court in a way that backs them into a corner. And if they push back on some of this legislation that he's going to be introducing through the Senate, United States Senate, I think it's going to make them look really bad.
I want to ask you, and again, Nathan Taylor joining us, managing member of a brand new group called the Nevada Republican Coalition. I want to ask you, though, in talking with Chuck Muth earlier, he said he thought the speech was directed not at Dems, not at Republicans, but at independents. Do you think the speech played well among independents?
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with Chuck Moose's assertion of that. I think when you're talking about speaking to all Americans, you know, it like I said, it includes those third-party folks. And I think what Chuck was saying was that, you know, the folks that aren't registered in either party, Republican or Democrat, you know, I think if they listened intently to that speech last night, they heard, you know, a vision for this country that, you know, frankly, President Trump's been talking about this since the campaign trail in 2016, but I think what he was able to do last night was he was able to, you know, basically send a message through what I thought was just a craftful speech. I mean, whoever helped him write that speech, I mean, deserves an award. I mean, the fact of the matter is that he was very clear. He was very concise. Like I said, 90% of the speech was not controversial. There were a few things that made it maybe controversial if you're a Democrat and you disagree with certain policies. But, you know, he did speak to independents. Yeah, I think he spoke to libertarians. I think he spoke to nonpartisans. And I think that's important because as Republicans, we've got to start, and I've talked about this on your show before, we've got to start talking about issues that the Democrats are talking about that we agree with them with, and we need to cultivate those issues ourselves.
I want to ask you, because we are now into day three of the 80th Nevada legislature. Will you and your group be in Carson City over the course of the next 120-day session? Will you be there to give counsel to Republican members, but also to others?
Yeah, we're going to take a trip up there. You had Byron Brooks on your show, I believe, last week, and we're going to be taking a few trips up there, actually, to meet with legislators and to talk about some policy issues. One of the things that we want to really press with our Republican legislators is that they stick together. As you know, Kevin, we can't have any defectors in Carson City, especially in the state Senate. The caucus needs to stick together. All caucuses, if your listeners don't know what a caucus is, it just means the group of Republican legislators that are elected up in the state Senate and state assembly. They've got to work together. They've got to just vote together and make sure that they do whatever they can to really hold Governor Sisolak to his word that he's not going to raise taxes, which he said in his State of the State speech. One thing I got to tell you, they're already introducing ridiculous bills. the RJ's reporting about a bill to expand the Clark County Commission from 7 members to 9. Give me a break. We don't need 2 more county commission offices. Do you know how many millions of dollars that are going to cost taxpayers?
Oh, yeah.
Hire, if you need one more, I'm okay with that, but we don't need to create 2 more county commission seats. I mean, the things that they're already talking about in Carson City, which I knew was coming from the Democrat side, some of the stuff is just absolutely ridiculous. You know, I think that we need to continue talking about the issues like school choice and making sure that the state budget is audited. I talked on your show a couple weeks ago. You know, I'm all for giving teachers raises. I'm all for merit pay as well. I think that there can be money found in the budget for that without raising taxes. But the Republicans need to, they got to have a message and stand for something, and I think that's important. We've just got to stand for something. We can't be just against things. We've got to stand for something.
Let me just ask you, do you have a sense of how far the Dems want to go? I know in the opening day session, they were Kelvin Atkinson was talking about we need to kind of smooth over with some of our allies so that they don't go too far to the left. And Kelvin Atkinson is the Senate Majority Leader. Do you worry though that there are people that really do believe in this 70% tax of the rich and all of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stuff that we've been reading about? Do you get a sense that we're going to have to try and rein these people in Carson City?
Well, yeah, we are. I mean, you have to remember something, and speaking about the Senate Majority Leader, Kel Mackenzie, I've met him several times. He's a nice enough fella. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a career government employee. Senator Atkinson was a career government employee. He's all about big government. He always has been. He's always voted that way. I mean, he's got a voting record, so I'm not saying anything on your show that you can't go research. He votes for tax increases. He votes for government, big government programs. I mean, that is his history. And listen, I expect nothing but big government legislation to come out of the Assembly and come out of the majority in the state Senate. But what I think we've got to do is this. I do believe, and I've said this before, I believe Governor Sisolak is a moderate. He was pro-business. I worked with him for the 10 years, I guess, that he was on the county commission. And he was business-friendly, and I've always said that to folks. He's business-friendly. He was a pleasure to deal with. And I just hope that what I heard in his State of the State, much of what I heard, I hope he sticks to that. I think the Republicans need to make sure that they remind Governor Sisolak as the legislature goes forward what he said. Governor Sisolak, I believe, to be a pragmatist. I think that he will look at things from an angle that is best for Nevadans. And until I see something different, I believe that he'll look at what's best for all Nevadans. I don't believe he wants to be a Democratic governor. He wants to be a governor for all Nevadans. I believe that in my heart of hearts, like I said, again, unless he proves otherwise. But as Republicans, I hope that we've got legislators. And as we go up to Carson City and we continue to stay in contact with our legislators, and I stay in contact with most of our Republican legislators via email or Facebook as a means of communication nowadays. But the fact is they need to walk across the Capitol, leave that legislative building. They need to go over there and sit with Governor Sisolak, and they need to talk with him. They need to have he'll listen to you. I know that from experience. He'll listen to you. And I think if Republicans do that, they're going to have some successes in the legislature.
Again, Nathan Taylor joining us from the Nevada Republican Coalition. Can you give us a progress report where you are with websites and different things? And in particular, the mission statement where you're vetting candidates and you're finding people that can win in 2020.
Yeah, well, we're launching our website next week, and I'm hoping that we do that prior to me being in studio again, so that I can announce that on your show. We're also working with our congressional delegation. We're reaching out to Congressman Amadei, who you had on your show recently, because he's the congressman for District 2 here, Congress District 2 in Nevada. We're working with our state party very closely with Michael McDonald and Michelle Fiore. I've talked about this before, but the idea behind the coalition really is, we're taking a page out of the Democratic playbook. Do you know, Kevin, how many Democratic consulting groups and the things that they named, different names, Nevada Progress, and I could go down the list of, these were private companies that were set up spending millions of dollars to defeat Republicans last year. So we're taking a page, the Nevada Republican Coalition, I'll be honest with you, we're taking a page out of the Democratic playbook. Okay, that's what we're doing. And we're going to be able to operate independently outside of the actual party structure, which, as you know, the Republican Party structure itself, you're kind of hindered in certain things that you can do. You know, you have to report to the FEC. We're a private organization, through the state of Nevada. We're going to be we've already started meeting with candidates for 2020 that we believe can raise money, that will stay on message. We're going to, like I said, work with our leadership up in Carson City to make sure that the ones that want to get reelected do get reelected. We're going to try to pick up seats in these swing districts. But at the end of the day, we do want to unify the party in the sense of this. You know, we're looking at putting on, and I hope I'll announce this on your show hopefully the next coming weeks too, is we're looking to put on events, voter registration drives. We're looking to actually print material that we can hand out at events like NASCAR. I mean, Kevin, how many people show up at NASCAR? 100,000 plus people?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And of those, maybe 50, 60,000 are Nevadans. And how many of those are not registered to vote? You know, these are simple ideas, but they're things that we need to execute. You know, working with the college Republicans, the young Republicans, all these clubs that are active. I mean, we've got thousands of members of clubs just in southern Nevada itself, not counting Reno and Ely and Elko. We're basically going to be an organization that executes. Okay, it's one thing to talk about something, Kevin. It's another thing to execute. That's what we're going to do. We're going to execute. We're going to get the things done that we want to get done. And by the time we get to the elections next year, I think we'll have everything in place, and we're going to be in a good spot.
Hey, Nathan, if folks want to help you, and I don't know what you need, if you need money or if you need volunteers or you need people to walk neighborhoods, not really sure. But if people do want to help you, fundraising or otherwise, where can they reach you? How do they find you?
For right now, until we launch our website, which is being worked on right now, they can find us on Facebook at Nevada Republican Coalition. That's Nevada Republican Coalition on Facebook. And they can just like the page. We'll be updating information on there as it rolls out. And, when we do the official launch of the website and all those things, I'll make sure that I announce that on your show, Kevin.
Hey, Nathan, it's always good, man. We'll talk again soon. You have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, sir. Have a great one, Kevin.
Nathan Taylor, managing member. The Nevada Republican Coalition. Also, Taylor Consulting. Yeah. He's a small business guy. I love, by the way, small business guys. I really honestly do. We're running way late, so I got to take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit stopsoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I know a lot of you probably did not get a chance to see the president and his State of the Union. It was really good. It got rave reviews. We're going to let you hear a bunch of it coming up in our next half hour. So if you missed the speech, you want to hear the best of it, stick around. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. The best part of the speech, well, there were a bunch of best parts. But the part I really enjoyed was when the president talked about something that he is passionate about. For a lot of the speech, I thought he was just reading somebody else's speech. Honest to God, really. He seemed bored by it. But when he got to the subject of immigration, he became more animated, and I thought it was really good. This is cut number 5. This was the president making the case for immigration reform. Here it is.
Now, Republicans and Democrats must join forces again to confront an urgent national crisis. Congress has 10 days left to pass a bill that will fund our government, protect our homeland, and secure our very dangerous southern border. Now is the time for Congress to show the world that America is committed to ending illegal immigration and putting the ruthless coyotes, cartels, drug dealers, and human traffickers out of business. As we speak, large organized caravans are on the march to the United States. We have just heard that Mexican cities, in order to remove the illegal immigrants from their communities, are getting trucks and buses to bring them up to our country in areas where there is little border protection. I have ordered another 3,750 troops to our southern border to prepare for this tremendous onslaught. This is a moral issue. The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all America. We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens. This includes our obligation to the millions of immigrants living here today who followed the rules and respected our laws. Legal immigrants enrich our nation and strengthen our society in countless ways. I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally. Tonight, I am asking you to defend our very dangerous southern border out of love and devotion to our fellow citizens and to our country. No issue better illustrates the divide between America's working class and America's political class than illegal immigration. Wealthy politicians and donors push for open borders while living their lives behind walls and gates and guards. Meanwhile, working-class Americans are left to pay the price for mass illegal immigration, reduced jobs, lower wages, overburdened schools, hospitals that are so crowded you can't get in, increased crime, and a depleted social safety net. Tolerance for illegal immigration is not compassionate. It is actually very cruel.
That's the President of the United States. Now, what was interesting about yesterday is that even before, hours before, even the excerpts came out. You know, they distribute the excerpts. The president is expected to say such and such. But even before that, Chuck Schumer, this is cut two. This is Chuck Schumer, and he trashed Trump and his administration even before this speech.
On the economy, health care, governance, foreign policy, It's abundantly clear that the Trump administration has been failing the middle class in this country. What is the state of the Trump economy? Failing the middle class. What is the state of the Trump health care system? Failing American families. What is the state of the Trump administration? Chaos. And what is the state of Trump foreign policy? Inside out and backward. On the economy, wealthy shareholders, corporate executives cashed in from the Trump GOP tax law. American workers are left holding the bag. On health care, think of this. After years of steady decline, the number of Americans without health insurance is going back up under President Trump. The state of the Trump administration is chaos. We've had more cabinet turnover than in 100 years. Even Republicans are worried about that. There was an article in the Washington Post, I believe it was today, that of the 705 top appointed jobs the president has, he hasn't even nominated people to 150. And finally, foreign policy. We seem to chastise, criticize, and even humiliate our allies and embrace our enemies, such as Russia, China, and North Korea. So, President Trump, he can say what he wants about the State of the Union, but the American people know all of its problems.
That was Chuck Schumer hours before the president's speech, but he already knew. I mean, this is like what Democrats do when a Republican president's going to announce his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. That they had the signs made. They had the statements all ready for release. And all you do is just fill in the name. This guy is bad for America. Well, okay, that's fine. That's what I thought was so interesting. One of the things I especially liked, though, was the president going out on a limb. And actually, let's go to cut three real quick. Actually making a logical case for a border wall. Obviously, yes, it's a campaign promise that he wants to deliver on. But give us the reasons. Give us the logic behind making such a big play for a border wall. This is cut three. The president last night, the State of the Union.
My administration has sent to Congress a common sense proposal to end the crisis on the southern border. It includes humanitarian assistance, more law enforcement, drug detection at our ports, closing loopholes that enable child smuggling, and plans for a new physical barrier or wall to secure the vast areas between our ports of entry. In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built. This is a smart, strategic, see-through steel barrier, not just a simple concrete wall. It will be deployed in the areas identified by the border agents as having the greatest need. And these agents will tell you where walls go up, illegal crossings go way, way down. San Diego used to have the most illegal border crossings in our country. In response, a strong security wall was put in place. This powerful barrier almost completely ended illegal crossings. The border city of El Paso, Texas, used to have extremely high rates of violent crime, one of the highest in the entire country and considered one of our nation's most dangerous cities. Now, immediately upon its building, with a powerful barrier in place, El Paso is one of the safest cities in our country. Simply put, walls work and walls save lives.
Now that is the president essentially making a fairly simple argument of why we need a border wall. Hey, don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Want to save even more money? You can. It's easy. Real water home delivery. I'm a customer. Wayne Allen Root's a client. In fact, here at the office, yesterday was delivery day. Check it out for yourself. They bring it right to your front door, and they'll save you a ton of dough in the process. Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Stick around. We are far from done. Top of the hour, Victoria Seaman. Battleborn Conservative Women's PAC. And a candidate for city council, believe it or not. Victoria Seaman will join us. What did she think of the president's speech? We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call, could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, we are your radio program of record. We are here with you every day, Monday through Friday, and in some cases, Monday through Sunday. Here in Southern Nevada, we are here with you 7 days a week. It's nuts, but it's true. It's called Live and Local Now. We promised you that we would bring you highlights from the President's State of the Union address, and so it is. The speech was billed as a unifier, that it was a unity speech, and the president played it up. Let's take you to the audio sound bites as the president urged Democrats to choose greatness. Cut number 8, by the way. This was the president going directly to the Democrats and choosing greatness.
Now we must step boldly and bravely into the next chapter of this great American adventure. And we must create a new standard of living for the 21st century. An amazing quality of life for all of our citizens is within reach. We can make our community safer, our family stronger, our culture richer, our faith deeper, and our middle class bigger and more prosperous than ever before. But we must reject the politics of revenge, resistance, and retribution, and embrace the boundless potential of cooperation, compromise, and the common good. Together, we can break decades of political stalemate. We can bridge old divisions, heal old wounds, build new coalitions, forge new solutions, and unlock the extraordinary promise of America's future. The decision is ours to make. We must choose between greatness or gridlock, results or resistance, vision or vengeance, incredible progress or pointless destruction. Tonight, I ask you to choose greatness.
I thought that was one of the best lines. And again, it's one of those unifying lines. I thought the speech on a whole was really good. Was it the best? Now, I you know how I love his rally speeches. But this had elements of the rally speeches where people were, I mean, even Democrats, the Democrat women, when he celebrated their victories. You know, the fact that there are more women now in Congress than ever before, blah, 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 it's fine. But he did that, and the women started chanting, USA, USA, USA. I mean, the only thing missing was a lock her up chant or a build that wall chant. He turned the State of the Union into almost a rally speech. I thought it was great. Now, coming up, we'll see what Victoria Seaman thinks. Victoria Seaman has quite a history in Nevada politics. She was the one that stepped aside so that Danny Tarkanian could assume the Trump mantle and run in CD3. She is conservative. She founded the Battleborn Conservative Women's PAC, but she is also running for city council. And, you know, this recall of Steve Soroka, she is running for that city council seat. We'll see what she thought of the president's speech last night, and kind of a status report. She's got a big fundraiser tonight at Piero's. This is going to be huge. 5:30 until 7:30. Rick Harrison's going to be there, and they're essentially rolling out the red carpet, I guess, for it at Piero's. Piero's Italian cuisine at 355 Convention Center. No, this supposedly is going to be a big deal. A big deal. With some surprise guests. Yeah. Yeah, that's coming up. We'll talk with Victoria Seaman. Also, later in the hour, you've heard from a whole bunch of talking heads. In our next hour, we'll get a chance to hear from you because our wall-to-wall free-for-all is coming up in our next hour as well. But I want to find out what you thought of the speech. You've heard from a lot of heads. What do you think? Did the president, mission accomplished? Did he unify? Are there Democrats that are willing to take another look at the president? Maybe independents as well? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program Live and Local now. Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.